A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
My girlfriend is half Hungarian actually, so she has relatives here, and this summer we went to Budapest when the river was high, you know, like 9 meters higher than now, so it was quite an experience with all the sandbags on the, you know, next to the river and all this, but, and I totally fell in love with Budapest. It was the first time for me, and I'm glad we're back, and this time I brought my friends, so.
We met each other in a bar, actually, in our hometown, Gothenburg, Sweden. Just how you meet people in bars. You drink some beers, you talk with a lot of people, and the guys were there talking about music stuff. I like music, and we just started to discuss what kind of bands we liked and if the guys had a band, which they had, but they needed a drummer, so I'm the drummer. So that's why we connected, and we've known each other for 10 years. We've been through some crazy stuff together along the way, and here we are, first time in Budapest.
I can't tell you anything about Hungary because this is the first time in Hungary, but I know people in the eastern parts of Europe are more passionate about the music. You know, they priority one when they go to a show is the music. And it's really cool to have a good wine or beer to the music. If you go to the western part, or actually Sweden, I would say, you go out to have a beer, and then it's cool to have music to the beer, you know? So people are really, really more respectful, I would say. And it's the kind of music we play is more hyped here in the eastern part of Europe as well. So I wouldn't say it's not good to go to the western part of Europe, but the audience, to answer your question, is quite different. And like I said, we toured China, and there is one more, you know.
People
are crazy in China, you know, in a good way. Of course, they aren't like crazy this, you know, crazy, balanced crazy.
They scream a lot more.
They scream.
They dance a lot more.
Yeah, they dance and scream. I don't know, maybe they do it here as well.
Yeah, we'll see.
Falling autumn leaves.
I started to play drums when I was about 14 years old, so my plan to become a musician came very late in life, I think. But as a kid, I don't know, maybe like I played a lot of football, so maybe I wanted to be a football star, I don't know. But I can actually not remember that I had some big dreams.
I had three dreams when I was a kid. I wanted to be a musician, and today I am kind of a musician, and I wanted to be a firefighter. And 1 year ago I applied to be a firefighter, so I went to, you know, to do the tests, and I passed the test, so now I can go to school as a firefighter if I would like to. And I also wanted to be a carpenter, and I also work as a carpenter, so I'm educating myself to be a furniture carpenter. So these were my three dreams, and I'm working on it. So, but I have like a foot in every dream, so hopefully I will achieve my goals in this life. Hopefully. And a good family father, but I have no kids yet.
Thank you.
The genre itself is called post-rock, which basically are a new version of the old progressive rock from bands like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. Yeah, but nowadays these bands, they still do the progressive stuff, long songs, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of twists and turns. We can be extremely aggressive, like closer to a metal band, but still we can be very soft and quiet, like and with only piano and vocals, and be very dynamic. And so our music can, I think it can affect everyone, both old people and young people, both metalheads and pop kids, because we can do a little bit whatever we want to. But it's a lot of strings, orchestral things, horns, choirs. We don't have any set frames what we can do or not. We just paint our picture however we want. Thank you.
see my door. Say something, I'll let you
We don't practice that much.
No. Nowadays, we don't really live in the same. Some of us moved around, and we lived like here and there, and I moved out in Gothenburg. So now, I mean, it's a blessing we have the World Wide Web today, internet. So that's how we connect, talk, send files to each other, and like, and all of a sudden we meet physically and try to arrange something with all these ideas, and it works for us this way. We trash like 95% of all the ideas we have, but we keep five, and those five we are in Budapest with.
It's really fun.